In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Gather your flock with Pelican's new Flock Party IPA, bringing big hop flavor to every game day celebration.
The Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Born at the beach, brewed for wherever the day takes you. From bold IPAs to crisp lagers and non-alcoholic refreshers, Pelican brings coastal craft to every pour. It's a weird turkey week here on 105.1 The Fan. And so in doing so and having a weird week, we got to kind of adjust things on the fly.
Yes, we do.
And we're grateful. We're thankful. A lot to be thankful for this week. We are very thankful for our guest, Josh Pate, the commissioner of college football, who joins us usually every Thursday. And he was on last Thursday. He agreed because he knows the schedule's weird. His schedule's weird to hop on here on a Monday, an early edition Daily Ticker. Josh Pate on YouTube, Josh Pate College Football Show, at Josh Pate CFB. Give him a follow on social media, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. He's on there. He joins us. Good morning, Josh. I hope you enjoyed your brief Oregon stay. I want to get your thoughts of what you made of Oregon's performance against USC. Some thought this might be upset alert. I didn't question it. I thought Oregon would handle the business. What say the commissioner of Oregon's performance against the Trojans?
Well, before we talk about Oregon's performance against the Trojans, in the interest of pumping both of your tires as full as I can on this Monday, ooh, you should know that several people, multiple people, people, if you will, the plural of people, commented on my weekly appearance on this very show.
Hey.
And a couple of folks yelled out. There you go. A couple of folks yelled out, love you on Dirt and Sprague. Love you on Dirt and Sprague. And I had the wife in tow with me. And I think the best comment that I can give you is at one point she asked, what is a Dirt and Sprague?
How did you describe us to
her? We ask that every day, too.
I just went with my usual, you don't want to know. Yeah, and we moved on about our business. Yeah. But yeah, it was a great, great time up there. Hey, I thought out of all the stuff you could talk about with the game, I thought special teams was a very, very huge edge. Like everyone at USC is complaining about it because they imploded. But I was up there Friday. Dan's really good about access. So we sat in on a bunch of meetings. And I went to the special teams meetings, too, because I'm always fascinated by that because I know the least about it out of everything that happens in a football building. And I got to tell you, it's almost like you saw a movie script or read spoilers to a game before the game itself happened. Sitting in Oregon special teams meetings, not to betray confidence or anything like that, but there were so many aspects of the special teams operations in that game that went exactly as they expected them to go. They thought they had a huge edge in that third, that compartment of the game. And I think with all the other stuff, the way it played out, I mean, think about how big that punt return was. Mm-hmm. And think about it was 14-14 at that time. I thought that's what really turned the game. And so outside of that, I also – the vibe I kept getting was the next man up mentality sort of is said at every program. But at Oregon, they really practiced it this week. Because if you tell yourself, we're going to be without DeCorian Moore, we don't have Evan Stewart, left tackle's shaky, center ends up going out in the game, and we're just going to kind of roll on anyway – That's really next man up. That's what Notre Dame was able to do last year on the offensive line, and that's what Oregon's able to do right now. Now, moving forward, what you hope is we're going to get healthy. Like, you're buying yourself time, and, you know, you've got probably a dogfight on your hand again this Saturday, but you hope you can get healthy. That's the big fear from other people, is Oregon gets loose in the playoffs and they get healthier, because that is another team you have to add at the national championship table if they're at least 90% healthy, if they got those difference makers on the field. And I thought it was a really, really good testament in the meantime to what culture and next man up really means. Like, that was an emphatic statement, I thought, by them.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the culture win that they had, and I think it was well said on the show last night about next man up and next guy filling in. And Fox Crater's a guy who had left tackle and only played like 32 snaps all year, and all of a sudden he's playing meaningful snaps. And Duck fans are panicked, but it's a reminder of the recruiting and what they've done. When you look at the big picture right now, it's kind of weird in the state of the sport that Oregon fan is almost hopeful that they don't go to the Big Ten championship, so they have the opportunity to get healthy if they are to beat Washington this upcoming weekend. Where do you view Oregon in the landscape? Because you've been one who has not sold your stock, and you've been trying to remind people on the show, like, hey, just, you know, remember, they're still out there, and I know they don't have those quality wins that we thought at the start of the year. You picked them to go to the title at the beginning of the season. Just where are you at on them in the big picture right now?
Still where I was. Look, Georgia's had the same vibe in the SEC. Like, Georgia in the early part of the season, they lost to Bama at home, and then they won some real close games. I mean, they were down 10-3 at halftime against Auburn. They had to come from behind to beat Florida. So people were down on Georgia. And I kept saying the same thing I say about Oregon. You cannot sell on these teams with these kinds of talent rosters. I said the same thing about Texas. Now, Texas won't make the playoff, but even Texas, until the very end there, you don't sell on those teams, because there are actually a few teams in the country per year that can win a national title. And it takes a certain level of talent to do it. That's the minimum baseline. That's the barometer. So Oregon meets that. Georgia meets that. Texas meets that, which goes to show you not everyone who meets it is going to get a shot at it. But those are more so than these other teams. Like, Texas Tech, I don't think meets it. And everyone's really high on Texas Tech right now. I'm way higher on Oregon's chances to win a national title or Georgia's chances to win a national title than Texas Tech. Well, my point is, since then, Georgia's turned a corner, seemingly. And they beat Texas pretty emphatically. So now everyone's like, oh, no one wants to play Georgia. Well, when did you ever want to play Georgia? When we're talking about the playoff. Like, when would you were never going to get them in a playoff game in September. It was always going to be in December or January. They are all building towards it. Ohio State did it beautifully last year. They're all building towards peaking at the right time. Well, that coincides with trying to be healthy at the right time. And everything about the rehab and everything about the treatment and everything about the plan that any injured player is on is it's geared to get them back immediately if possible, but ideally at the right time. And so if you can do it, or if you throw your dart at the bullseye and you get close to the bullseye, Oregon's good enough to win it all. They're good enough to play for and win a national championship. So anybody who gave up on them or is giving up on them, I don't really think understands what they're looking at. And that's okay. That just means you can make a lot of money on this.
Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company. The Commissioner of College Football is joining us here on a Monday. It's a gobble-gobble week, and so he's agreed to hop on this Monday morning, a bright and early ticker. Josh Pate on YouTube at Josh Pate College Football Show. He had an episode last night. He's going to have one tomorrow, and then I apologize.
No Turkey Day show.
No Turkey Day show.
He said last night, not a heathen. He will not be working on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We'll pass the gravy to Josh Pate, and he'll catch up with you again. Give him a follow on socials at Josh Pate, CFP. You said something that piqued my interest. I wanted to ask you a Husky question, a Washington question, but you said something in your first answer that piqued my interest. When you said you watched the special teams meeting, Lanning opens up to a lot of you guys. You national pundits, you get all the access. Us local folk aren't allowed in, but you guys get the keys to the doors. I'm curious, man, when you watch this and you say it's almost like a spoiler, like you see what they're watching and what they're saying, and then you watch the game and you see it kind of play out. I'm curious. I assume that you go to most of these kinds of meetings wherever you go because you're national paid state. When you watch team meetings around college football, how does watching Oregon's and then how it plays out compare to some of the other programs you watch in college football?
It's just like Georgia and Alabama and Ohio State. Those are the three I would compare it to. It's all really, it's about attention to detail. That's more so than anything what stands out. some of it's more intense than others. I mean, Dan's just a total psychopath. So everything that you watch in your hype videos or whatnot, that, if anything, the team meeting is a little bit above and beyond that. So it was funny. Kenyon Barner was there the other day, and I was talking to him the next day afterwards because we're both sitting in team meetings and stuff like that, but I didn't talk to him on Friday. I talked to him on Saturday. He said, look, I know what my time at Oregon was like. I know that the rooms I've been in, the coaches I've been in or been around, you're around a bunch of them. Is that normal? He was basically asking, hey, what we just watched Dan do, is that normal? I said, no, there's really nothing about that guy that's normal. But it would be one thing if you get up in front of a crowd, if you get up in front of a team and you just talk and you throw a lot of stuff around and then you don't back it up. Because there are several people who could do that. But to be that way, to be so maniacal about everything, but also to have this attention to detail like some mathematician with Coke bottle glasses on would have, that's the difference. There's no stone left unturned. That doesn't mean you're going to win every game, but it means you're exhausting every possible resource, every possible angle, and that's what stands out the most when you're around Kirby, when you're around Saban or DeBoer right now, when you're around Ryan Day. They're some of the best at what they do, but they've got a whole building full of some of the best at what they do. And when you get to see it, when you're in a position as I am, and I'm really blessed to be in it, where you kind of get to compare, you realize why the same ones win over and over and over again.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You had a really good thing on Lincoln Riley last night about, you know, the aftermath of this game and the both sides of the argument, right? Of like, you know, you give him credit for realizing changes need to be made while simultaneously saying, why the hell didn't you do this from the first day that you were hired? And I thought you saw a game this weekend of a coach. They're on the same timeline in terms of when they were hired. One guy who's done it right from day one of recruiting the depth and the line of scrimmage play that is required to win at the highest level. And that's nothing. That's something that Riley has never really been able to do, whether he was at Oklahoma or USC. We know they're elite throwing the ball, but that's kind of the only way that they can beat you. I guess the question I would ask, because you're still on, you're not selling your Riley stock, and I get the point, but where do the expectations go from here? Like, it's just wild to think that USC is now on the brink of missing the playoff again. Indiana's going to go to two college football playoffs before USC, and that's just bananas to imagine saying that 10 years ago.
That
right?
is crazy to like, hear. I'm what glad is you laughed
right?
at that.
What? Okay. Like, it just, so I guess, like, how long do you let the cake bake in the oven, if you will? Like, how long do we give this to see? Because I went into the game thinking to myself, I know USC is going to be elite throwing the football. Can they win in any other category? And then you watch the game, and they were softer at the line of scrimmage. They weren't as good defensively.
Special
they couldn't
teams.
Make special teams yeah. that you mentioned. It was a disaster. And so it's all those little things that I feel like it's always Riley in a big game that they can sling it around. We know it, but can they beat you in any other way? And that's the hard thing that I have with Riley.
I didn't hear a word after Indiana's going to make the playoffs twice before USC does. That is really that was a tennis racket to the face. I really can't get past that. Whew. Okay. So what I said on the show last night about expectations was, Lincoln got to USC, there was a ton of hype, and he hired poorly. Okay, so he paid the price for that. He got 3 years in, and then he had his big come-to-Jesus press conference after the season, and this was winter before last, and he said, philosophically, we're starting from scratch. We're tearing it all down. And I said at the time, and I'm still standing by it, if he was serious about it, and I said that at the time, I still think the guy can win. I think he can win a national title. I really do think he could be that at his best. But it was going to remain to be seen. So So I do think he hired Gooden. I do think that they took a new approach to things. But what I said was, even if I'm right about all this in the here and now, it's going to take 2 years minimum, maybe more like 3 years, before they can really compete for a national title, because you can't portal your way to that. That is a fundamental change in high school talent acquisition and development. And so that was going to take 3 years, which at that point would have been 26 before we ever got to that point. All right, since then, I think USC has gotten better as a football program, but they were going from average to now just good. They're a good team now. That's not good enough in year five for a USC fan when you're paying him the kind of money you're paying him. And if you feel that way, I get it. And I said at the time, if you're not going to have another 3 years patience, then I'm totally fine with that, because really he's making the decisions and moves now that he should have made when he got hired. That's the difference in him and USC versus Oregon. Like, Dan made proper moves when he got there. Lincoln did not make proper moves when he first got to USC. And that's kind of where they are now. And they're at least another year away from being able to be on the periphery of the championship / playoff conversation. Not a long way away. I know he gets dogged all the time because he says they're close. Well, here's the difference. When he has said they're close previously, he wasn't right. I actually think he's right now that they're kind of close, but it's going to take at least another year. And that's if everything keeps trending the right way. So are you willing to get to year six? I think it will be five or six before you're really competing for a title. As inexplicable as that is, that's kind of the boat you're in if you're a USC fan.
A lot of Lane Kiffin noise last week. You said some interesting stuff to us about how much you'd communicated with him. Maybe you know, and you're just going to wait because they've had this weird announcement thing for the Egg Bowl that makes me think, is he going to stay? Otherwise, like, what are we doing here? Maybe he goes to LSU. Maybe that is the case. I kind of have the thought in this NIL world, I think Lanning's a good example of this. Oregon is obviously well run. Their AD's good. Their collective is together. I think the coach is more about, it's more about the coach to me, the institution. I understand that resources can be different, but like this whole, like, Lane can win a title at LSU. Well, excuse me, who's in the playoff this year? It's Ole Miss. Like, he could win a playoff, he could win a title this year at Ole Miss. I think it's more about coaches in this world. What say you, Josh Pate?
I do agree with you. And I want to state, you guys will appreciate what I did yesterday. I mean, I thought it was an obvious joke when I tweeted, wow, guy, I know where Lane's going. All I can say is, wow. Like, I thought sarcasm was still alive in 2025.
Apparently, not with you, man.
It met its untimely demise. Like, are you serious? I had really serious people with fully functioning brains saying to me, like texting me, what do you know, man? Hey, between you and I, between you and I, laugh. That's what I said. Ha, ha. So I've talked to him this morning already. I've talked to Lane like 30 times in the past week. I don't know where he's going. Truthfully, he may not know where he's going. I will say this. I do agree with the sentiment that at your very best, you're trying to go to a place to get what you already have at Ole Miss, which is a run at the national title. Like, you're in the playoff. Signed, sealed, delivered. You're in right now this year. So, like, that's the way I think. But maybe I think too simplistically to be a head coach. Maybe that's why I haven't been hired. Maybe I'm just too idealistic and too childlike with my wonder on what job I should take. I think it's going to be a mess. I don't think there's an easy way around this. And I do believe that even if he leaves, he wants to coach that team in the playoffs. And I think there may be some people at Ole Miss, if that were to go that way, that are dead set against it. And we're setting up for, like, a showdown. And I have no clue how it's going to end. I really have no clue how it's going to end.
All right, good stuff. Josh Pate, the commissioner, joining us here on an early edition this week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. We are very thankful for you, Pate. I think you know that, but we wanted to tell you, very thankful. Thank you for being flexible, hopping on a Monday. Does the wife cook, or do you guys do family stops on Thanksgiving?
We outsource that, to use an industry term. We absolutely outsource that. Okay. And what I mean by that is, we can't wait to see our families this Thursday. That's what I mean by that.
Okay, you're from Georgia. Is it pecan or pecan pie?
It is pecan.
Yeah, okay. And do you like pecan pie?
I love it. I eat an entire one. Like, I will inhale that stuff. Oh, I am a believer. I'm a believer that it is not necessary to save room for dessert.
No.
I just believe eat dessert. That's what I believe in.
Yeah. Amen, brother. That's a religion we can get behind. Josh Pate, the commissioner of college football. His latest episode dropped. It's last night, but also go check it this morning. If you subscribe, which he indicates it's free to do and helps him a lot on his way to 500,000 subscribers, helps him a lot. You can go check out the latest episode. He'll have one tomorrow. And then the week is going to be a wild one with the holiday college football ramping up into the last week. Thanks so much, Pate, for being flexible and hopping on this morning. Hope you enjoyed your time in Oregon, and we'll chat with you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I appreciate it, guys.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.